But triumph, in which Christians said, no matter what's happened, our Christ risen, and there's nothing that can faze us. They were brought before the Jewish authorities, who were none too happy about this because it was undermining how they saw their own religion. But they pointed out that this was about Jesus, and they believed that Jesus was the only person, the only name under heaven through whom people could be saved. Nothing was going to stop them from doing that. And I want to pick up just particularly in verse 13, where it says, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Unschooled, ordinary people. That's us. But I sometimes wonder if we worry a bit too much about that. There's a hymn in CH4, which I'd almost forgotten about. But it's... I've now forgotten the number. I remember the earlier, 252, I think it is. Yeah, it's a hymn about mission. It begins, as a fire is meant for burning with a bright and warming flame, so the church is meant for mission, giving glory to God's name. Preaching Christ and not our customs, let us build a bridge of care, joining hands across the nations, finding neighbours everywhere. The church is meant for mission. But that mission is about the good news of Jesus Christ. But sometimes we fear we don't really know enough to talk to others about this faith. And I thought this morning we would maybe go through a wee exercise that might help us realise just how much we do know and how confident we ought to be about this person. Because ultimately, Peter and John were able to do what they did because they had been with Jesus. And I thought the way we might go into doing that this morning would be to try and build a Facebook page. And I'm sure Facebook will appreciate this. I don't know why the blue has suddenly turned yellow, but that's better. Now, I've got a confession to make before we start. They say confession is good for the church. I don't do Facebook, okay? I do not do Facebook. So if I've got something wrong in this mock-up this morning, experts, please just indulge me a wee bit, will we? It's about communicating, and I guess if we were trying to communicate in this modern age, maybe Jesus would have had a Facebook page if he'd been around. So I thought I'd sign him up. You maybe can't see too well the sign-up page, but you've got to put in some basic details to start off. So I thought I'd populate this a wee bit for us to get us underway. So what's the name? Well, the name is Joshua. We call him Jesus, but to his own people, he would have been known as Joshua or Jeshua. And surnames, well, they didn't really have surnames back in these days. My name is McCracken, which means in the Gaelic, son of Cruachan. But we now use that as a surname, but back then people would have been known by who their fathers were. And of course, as far as folk were concerned, Jesus was the son of Joseph. So he would have been known as Joshua ben Joseph. Now, he had to have an email address. I'm sure he didn't have to have one back then, but I thought I'd make one up. And so I thought Nazareth Man at Gmail sounded reasonable. Does that sound okay? Right, okay. And we then had to find a password. So I thought Heavens Above might be quite a good password that he might want to use. I don't know. Or prayer or something. But I'll do it anyway. Now, as regards his birthday, that was difficult because we don't actually know when he was born, do we? But when do we celebrate his official birthday? On the 25th of December. So I thought that would do. And, well, we think he was actually born before the year zero. because we think a monk got it wrong when he was doing the calculations, and it should have been about 6 or 7 years before that, but we don't do negative numbers. Okay, so I've had to put it in as default at 000. Now, I'm not sure Facebook is going to accept us with that kind of data birth, let's be honest, but we'll see how we go. Well, I've clicked the dot to say that he was male, and so we're signing up. We're going to skip over the stuff that you've got to go through, settings and privacy. Now, we don't know what you look like, really. So, produced an avatar. Because you can do that nowadays, you don't need to show your real self. Although we are trying to show the real self of Jesus. What else do we need to do? Well, there's a whole lot of things that we might be asked to do, but I'm not going to populate this bit. You are. And Lorna's very kindly volunteered. Is that the word? Yeah, okay. She volunteered to work the flip chart because she's a much better writer than I am. And we've got to get it in the right place for the camera. So that we're hopeful that you might be able to pick some of this up and screen. Well, so we maybe need to flick back and forward between camera and category. But we started off there with current town, because I'm never going to remember what these are. I should have had a separate list. But what was his? What would you say his current town was at that point? At the point when he was going about preaching the gospel, what would have been his current town?
No fixed abode.
Well, there's maybe one. Yep. No fixed abode. Okay. Can you remind me what's next in that? Because I should have a separate list. Okay. So that was his current town, no fixed abode. What was his hometown? Nazareth, right. He was known as Jesus of Nazareth, wasn't he? Yeah. Jesus of Nazareth. Any other places where he lived? He was in Egypt for a wee while when he was a tiny wee laddie, wasn't he? Yeah. So he lived in Egypt for a wee while. Anywhere else? Bethany? Well, he certainly had lodgings in Bethany from time to time. Usually when he was going up to Jerusalem, he stayed at Bethany rather than in the big city itself. So yeah, there was another place. So we've got Egypt, we've got Bethany. Anywhere else? Bethlehem. What's significant about Bethlehem? He was born there, of course, wasn't he? Right, so that's his birthplace as well. Okay, anywhere else? Jerusalem. Well, I'm not sure he ever really stayed. He visited quite a number of times. I'm not sure he stayed. I think he tended to stay at Bethany with Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Okay. Where else? There's one we're missing. Eternity. Sorry, I thought you said Capernaum there, because that was the answer I was looking for. Yes, in eternity, ultimately. What about Capernaum? The seaside village next to Galilee. Certainly Peter stayed there, and there's some suggestion. Depends how you read the words in one verse of the Bible, it says his house, as to whether it's Jesus' house or Peter's house. But he certainly spent a lot of time in Capernaum, so there's a number of things. What else is on my list? Work experience. What would... Carpenter. Right, so yeah, he worked as a carpenter. What other kind of work experience would you say he had?
Public speaker,
absolutely. Yeah. Okay, we're going too fast for you. Carpenter, public speaker, what else? Fisherman. Well, he certainly seemed to know. That's a good one, actually, because he certainly seemed to know where to go to get the fish, didn't he?
Fish the folk.
You could tell them over. Well, he did fish the folk, and he taught others how to do that. Well done. But yes, but he also, and you remember that famous occasion where he said, don't put your nets there, chuck them over there. So he certainly knew the fishing industry, whether he ever fished himself. But he seemed quite comfortable in a boat. Everybody else was freaking out, weren't they? And he's lying there having a kip up the back of the stern. So yeah, it was not uncomfortable in the water, that's for sure. Anything else? Right, does that kind of cover it? Right, what else have I got on my list here?
Preacher.
Yeah, okay, public speaker, preacher. Yeah. Education. What do we think about his education? Was he an educated man? Yeah, certainly. He stood up in the church or the synagogue and read from the scriptures so he could read Hebrew, and he certainly, almost certainly, could speak Greek and Aramaic. So he was a man of some learning. And the place he would have learned that would have been the synagogue school. Every synagogue, if you remember, he was Jewish, every synagogue had a school. So he would have gone to synagogue school. And indeed, at a certain age, he went and discussed in the temple, if you remember right, with the elders, some of the finer points of his belief. So he was well educated. And he was obviously very articulate, so he could speak very, very well. Don't think he would have had any advanced education, but that's the education of life goes a long way. So we've got a bit about his education. What else have we got up there? Contact information. I don't know, I remember they used to say that the Pope's telephone number was VAT69. But I don't know about Jesus quite how we would get that. Contact information, try praying, I think would be probably the answer to that one. What else we got on the list? Relationship. All right. Was he married? Was he single? What was he? He was single, right. But he certainly had friends, both male and female, didn't he? I mean, apart from the disciples, he was friendly with Lazarus, obviously, and Mary and Martha, and he befriended Mary Magdalene. So he had good relationships with people. So, yeah, he was very much a people person. So we know quite a wee bit there about him. What else have we got on the list? Where has he been? Jings, where was he not? Okay, it was a fairly limited area, but, you know, he was up in Samaria, he was at Jerusalem, he was across the other side of the River Jordan. He certainly got around that area. He was not confined to any one space. And of course, he actually knew better than we do what was up in heaven, because he came from there. So, yeah, widely travelled in that sense. What else we got? Oh, we've abandoned the desk. Oh no, you're hiding. Right, okay. Music likes. What do you think he liked in the way of music? The Psalms. Absolutely. He could quote them just like that. Far better probably than any of us could do. And he clearly must have loved them. And they did sing the Psalms, particularly in the temple. So anything else? What else is on our list? Events he's been to. What sort of events?
Weddings.
Weddings. He went to a wedding at Cana in Galilee. Yeah, absolutely. What else?
Funerals.
Been to funerals, yeah. Yeah, wept for Lazarus, didn't he? Yeah. Passover, yes. He was probably at Passover. We certainly know he was at the last Passover. It's a suggestion he was actually at another couple of Passover festivals. He went to festivals in Jerusalem. There's a number of festivals that, you know, that he was there present, particularly in John's Gospel, where it tells us he was there for the Festival of Light and so on. So, yeah, he attended festivals, weddings, funerals, that kind of thing. Where people were, wasn't it? Absolutely. Now, I don't need the last list because I got it. So, hobbies and interests. What were his hobbies and interests? People. Fishing. Yeah, okay. He certainly enjoyed eating fish as well, because he did that on the beach. Yeah. So, but he enjoyed interacting with people, that was clear. Anything else that you think he enjoyed?
Sailing.
Hmm?
Sailing.
Walking?
Parties?
Yep.
Meals with people.
I love going for dinner. Go to a dinner party. They say that's going out of fashion nowadays, but wasn't then. Anything else?
Worshipping.
He was faithful in worship and in prayer. because he used to go off by himself at times to get peace, to pray. Okay. So there. Do you think we know enough about Jesus? We actually know quite a lot about him. How many of us know all of that about some of our friends? We'd be quite happy to talk to other folk about our friends, even though we know less about them than we do about Jesus. So let's not be fearful at all. What can we go back to this now? So just to finish off, all of this began after John the Baptist was arrested. That was when Jesus came into Galilee announcing good news, saying to the people, now is the time, here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust this good news. And he said, come follow me. Because in a way, he was the good news. Folk would not have known about all of this and about how God loved the world so much and what God was prepared to do for the world had Jesus not come in. So in essence, there is a sense in which the good news is Jesus himself. But of course, the way he lived, the way he spoke to people about God, the way that he cared for people, all of that is part of that package that we call good news. And it's good news for today, not just for then. It's good news for today and it's good news for tomorrow, because we, in a world of great uncertainty, what a wonderful thing it is to know that we are looked after, cared for by this God. His last words to his followers were these: go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, the way of life that means following him, marking them by baptism in the name of the threefold name, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then instruct them in the practice that all I have commanded you, and I will be with you as you do this, day after day, right up to the end of all things. So we're not in this alone. When we're doing this for Jesus, we're promised that he is with us. But the instruction and the practice and the preparation and the discipleship comes after. The first thing we need to do is to make sure that people know about the basics of Jesus. He's an attractive person. If you say to people, you want to come to church, do you want to get to know this most exciting guy that's done something in my life? You're on a different ball game altogether. And that's what we need to be involved in, is sharing the good news of Jesus, and everything else will then flow from it.